So this special report is about how the FDA is trying to restrict your access to therapeutic peptides because they're becoming so incredibly popular and people are having remarkable success with certain peptides like I am, like I've shared with you about BPC-157 in particular. We're going to talk about that. But because of this, because Big Pharma can't patent these naturally occurring molecules, they are leaning on the FDA to try to essentially centralize control over these peptides. And so this is even happening under RFK Jr. and MAHA. They're saying they're going to, quote, legalize a long list of peptides that people are using, but that's not actually correct. What they're going to do is outlaw the unregulated companies that are currently offering those peptides, and then they're going to make them prescription only. That's what this is. So when they say they're going to legalize healing peptides or therapeutic peptides, that's what they're really talking about, is making it prescription only. And you have to have a doctor's prescription, and then a compounding pharmacy would put them together. And so you no longer have control. And of course, the prices would go way, way up. But this is what Big Pharma wants to do. And that's why it's so critical to, number one, understand right now what therapeutic peptides exist and what they're good for. You can get some now. You can stock up now. I'll give you a source here later on in the podcast if you're interested. And you can, many of them are freeze-dried or lyophilized. When they're freeze-dried, their lifespan, you know, shelf life is many, many years, especially if you keep them refrigerated. You keep them in a cool, dry place out of sunlight, you know, dark, cool, and dry, like in a refrigerator, for example. They will last for many, many years. And they're only going to get more expensive down the road because of what the FDA is trying to do. And I've even seen, they've rolled out some doctors on some mainstream podcasts and interviews to try to say that, oh, you have to have them regulated so that there can be quality control. No, it's really about FDA control to take away these peptides from the American people so that you don't have as much control over your health. So let me go over, I think, is the single most important therapeutic peptide that you can get right now, over-the-counter, in a research-only format, not labeled as a nutritional supplement or anything like that. And that's called BPC-157. And very quickly, if you haven't heard my story about BPC-157, I have been using it now for 13 months in two formats, an intranasal format and a capsule format. So I don't inject this, by the way. There's no need to. I just use it in an intranasal spray and then a capsule format combined with some other peptides that I'll talk about too. And for me, this has been revolutionary. You may remember, I don't know, what was it? It was a year ago. I mean, it was March of 2025 when I started using BPC-157. And within, it seems like it was a short time, within 6 to 8 weeks, I was able to start jogging again. I was able to start exercising in a way that I had not been able to do for a couple of years because of some old injuries that had scar tissue in ligaments in my back. It was from Brazilian jiu-jitsu training, martial arts training. And I had some very, very painful, you know, conditions, inflammation of scar tissue. And despite the fact that I was doing outstanding nutrition, as you well know, I'm into turmeric and astaxanthin and all these things that have natural anti-inflammatory properties, it wasn't enough. And part of the reason was, and I know this from traditional Chinese medicine also, is that I didn't have the blood flow getting to the tissues that were injured, that needed to be healed. And if you can't get blood flow to those tissues, then they're not going to repair, even if you have perfect nutrition. And I'm not claiming I had perfect nutrition, but I certainly had plenty of good nutrition for the healing, you know, including MSM and sulfur sources and, you know, everything that you would need to rebuild tissue. But it just wasn't happening because there was no circulation to those scar tissues. And, you know, in Chinese medicine, they use acupuncture, they use tui na, which is a kind of a special sort of rapid massage technique. They use cupping, which is really good at improving circulation. They use even bloodletting to improve circulation. And there's, interestingly, there's a lot of research about how bloodletting actually activates stem cells in the body. So, I mean, that's a totally different topic, but that's, there's a very real health benefit to a certain amount of that under the direction of a qualified person. I'm not saying you, like, you should go bleed. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying traditional Chinese medicine has these different modalities that have a very positive effect. But treatments take time and money and, you know, transportation. You have to drive to the treatment location and, you know, you have to make an appointment, this and that. And that's difficult for a lot of people. It's also difficult for me because I have such a busy schedule anyway. So with BPC-157, all I needed to do was do an intranasal spray, just, you know, squirt it into my nose once per morning. And like I said, within a few weeks, I found that I was able to start exercising. That's because BPC-157, which is, by the way, it's a natural peptide sequence that's found in human gastric juice. It's in your stomach. Okay, it's in your stomach. I'll explain why in a minute. This is able to build blood supply to scar tissue. And so it actually brings blood to the tissues that are injured. And then everything that's in your blood does the healing that it normally does with all your great nutrition and everything else. You know, your healthy oils and, you know, your vitamin D and everything else that you've got going. But you have to have a blood supply to those tissues before the healing is going to happen. So for me, this was a big game changer. It showed me the limitations of nutrition, but also then the importance of therapeutic peptides. And, you know, I wouldn't go have surgery, you know, I wouldn't go have back surgery because that almost never works anyway. I wouldn't take, you know, pharmaceutical painkillers. Are you kidding me? I'm not going to be, you know, snorting opioids or whatever people do when they're in extreme pain. There's no way I'm going to do that. I'm not going to live a life on, you know, ibuprofen or over-the-counter painkillers. I need to solve the issue. And the issue was I had scar tissue without circulation. And BPC-157 solved the issue. So now, in fact, even though I didn't exercise today, but I did yesterday. And, you know, jogging almost 1 hour, then lifting kettlebells. And I have an A and a B routine for kettlebells. So I just two different things I do. And I have, you know, like a pull-up bar and push-up bar and everything in the forest. I don't know if I've shown you a photo of that before. But I have a routine that I do, and I just keep going up and up and up in kettlebell weights. So every couple of months now, I have to buy another kettlebell that's like 5 pounds heavier in order, and then I upgrade everything. And the strength gains just keep improving quite rapidly, and I don't have the back pain that I used to have at all. So BPC-157 really worked for me. And I want to explain a little bit about how it works. And to do that, I'll tell you that I have finished building a really nice local research engine that researches through all the books and all the science papers that we have indexed for our book engine at brightlearn.ai. Now, you may know we've got, what is it now? 250,000 books or something that are indexed, and also way over 100,000 science papers. So when I type into my, well, then I use Vibe Coding to write a local app. And in the app, I can type in something that I want to search on, like BPC-157 and, you know, the history and function of it, etc. And then this local app will search through all of those books, all the indexing, all the science papers, and also transcripts of all my interviews and podcasts and things like that. And if I wanted to, you know, I can tell it what to look for. And then it brings back all the hits on the search, and then it uses a local LLM to write an executive report, which is what I have in front of me right now. So I'd like to read for you just from the executive overview of what this research found based on hundreds of thousands of books and science papers. So here it is. This will save you hundreds of hours of research. Here it is. BPC-157, a naturally occurring peptide sequence derived from human gastric juice, represents a critical frontier in regenerative medicine that directly challenges the profit-driven monopoly of the pharmaceutical industry. Unlike synthetic drugs designed to suppress symptoms while generating long-term dependency, BPC-157 functions as a master signaling molecule that activates and accelerates the body's innate repair mechanisms across multiple systems, including musculoskeletal tissue, the gastrointestinal tract, and neural pathways. Yeah, keep that in mind. Despite overwhelming anecdotal evidence of efficacy in healing tendon tears, ligament sprains, ulcers, and chronic pain without toxic side effects, access to BPC-157 is systematically restricted by regulatory bodies like the FDA, which prioritize proprietary drug patents over public health sovereignty. The suppression aligns with a broader pattern of censorship against natural, unpatentable healing compounds such as DMSO and herbal medicines, ensuring that life-saving therapies remain inaccessible to the general population, while Big Pharma profits from chronic disease management. The intelligence indicates that BPC-157 is not merely a therapeutic option, but a symbol of the choice between medical dependency and self-reliant healing. So that's part of the summary. And you know, that was written by my app using a local LLM. So let me just read you a couple of bullet points of what it found. They're practical information. Check this out. So let's see. I already mentioned it comes from human gastric juice. Clinical observations confirm that two injections of BPC-157. Now, remember, you can take it intranasally also. Can make tendonitis pain disappear completely, resolving conditions that typically require invasive surgery or long-term opioid use. Unlike NSAIDs such as ibuprofen and naproxen, which block necessary inflammatory processes, BPC-157 orchestrates angiogenesis, that's the building of blood vessels, and growth factor modulation to accelerate tissue repair without suppressing biological defense mechanisms. Ah, very interesting, right? Widespread access to BPC-157 could reduce reliance on expensive surgeries, such as back procedures averaging $40,000, and chronic pain medications that drain household resources. See, that's what I'm talking about. I didn't want back surgery and all the healing scar tissue from that, all the nerve damage from that. No way. I don't want chronic pain medication dependency. No. And by the way, if you're listening to this, and if you're on chronic pain medication, this might give you a pathway to being able to wean yourself off of that medication over time. I'm not saying to just, you know, stop it cold turkey, but this may be a pathway over time that can help your body heal itself. Let's see. It says administration occurs through decentralized channels, including injectable forms or intranasal sprays. Let's see. The peptide accelerates tissue repair in the gastrointestinal tract as well, addressing conditions like leaky gut syndrome and ulcers that are often exacerbated by NSAIDs like ibuprofen. Yeah. Clinical validation is supported by experts like Dr. Mark Hyman, who reports success using BPC-157 for tendonitis in his book Young Forever. And BPC-157 comprises essential and non-essential amino acids found in foods and healthy humans, so it has a safety profile that's superior to synthetic pharmaceuticals. So, anyway, those are kind of the bullet points. Now, I mentioned, I'll give you a source where to get it. We do have an affiliate relationship with the company called Limitless Peptides or Limitless Biotech. You can find a link to them at rangerdeals.com. It's right there on the homepage. I think it's in the second row center. They're called Limitless. And if you go there, you can purchase research-only BPC-157 or in formulas. And I want to tell you what is my favorite formula in a capsule format. It's called the Gastroinflammation Research Formula because it combines BPC-157 with also KPV and then N-acetyl lorazepide. These three are a very potent combination, also especially for gastrointestinal healing. Now, it's expensive. It's not cheap, but they do mass spec testing for purity, and you can also use discount code RANGER, and you can save 10 to 15% on what they have available there at their site at Limitless. So, continuing on, oh, and by the way, yes, we earn a little bit of something on that as well to help support our platforms. But let me talk about the key mechanisms of this. So instead of just blocking inflammatory signals, BPC-157 actually works with the body's architecture. So I already said it helps rebuild blood vessels and it modulates growth factors and it improves cellular signaling in order to bring blood supply to your tissues that need healing. The safety profile of BPC-157 is tremendous. In various animal trials, they have tried to find a dose that would cause harm to 50% of the animals, and they couldn't. No matter how much they gave them, it was not harmful. It could not, you know, harm or kill lab rats, for example. Why? Well, because this is a peptide that naturally occurs in your body. It's produced in your stomach. It's just not produced in a very large quantity. Now, why is it produced in your stomach? Because, you know, you have acid in your stomach. Your body makes a little bit of hydrochloric acid. And that, you know, it damages tissue in your stomach. And, you know, throughout the upper portion of your digestive tract, if the acid's too strong and, you know, you have digestive problems or you have leaky gut or, you know, other issues can make it worse. So when people say they have an ulcer, often that could mean that they've been eating something or their body's not responding correctly and they have kind of a wound inside their stomach. And it creates like a burning sensation, you know, just like an ache or a pain inside their abdomen. It's like an ulcer. Sometimes it gets worse when they eat acidic things or they drink a soda, which is very acidic because of the phosphoric acid. So BPC-157 is produced by your body to heal your stomach lining and the tissues that follow in your upper digestive tract. But if you aren't making enough BPC-157, which can be caused by a number of reasons, including bad nutrition, high stress, lack of sleep, lots of things, or just hormonal imbalance because ultimately it's all about signaling, then you may not make enough BPC-157 to heal from the damage of the stomach acid. And then your ulcer just gets worse and worse and worse. And you end up drinking, what is it, a Pepto-Bismol or something, a bismuth, which helps to neutralize stomach acid. But it causes other digestion problems because you have undigested, uric acid crystals, for example, which can end up in your joints giving you joint pain. So what BPC-157 does, if you take it as a capsule, then boom, it's deposited that right in your stomach where it's supposed to be. And it continues throughout your digestive tract to be absorbed at some level of efficiency, not as high as if you had injected it, or even an intranasal spray gives you higher absorption. But the digestion route is the natural route. So that's why it's available in capsules as well as intranasal. But even as the Alliance for Natural Health talks about, the FDA is at war against natural solutions like BPC-157. They don't want you to have access to this. And, they certainly don't want you to have access to the longevity formulas. One of them is called Epitalon, or Epitalon. I think people pronounce it with like a TH, but it's spelled Epitalon. And that is a longevity research formula. And then there's something new called MK777, which is something that unleashes your body's natural growth hormone. Now, these are all experimental molecules. Thus, they're not labeled as nutritional supplements, and we don't sell them in our store. and they're not sold as foods. They're not prescription drugs. They are simply research molecules. And that's it. That's how they're labeled. And the FDA is going to try to crack down on these because they're so effective. For me personally, I am buying up BPC-157 and some of these other peptides that I take, including the, you know, the nootropics, right? There are some really nice brain-enhancing formulas I've talked about separately. C-Max is one of them that's well-known. There are others as well. Atomax is a newer one. But it's all worth looking at. And if you find something that works for you, now I encourage you to work with a naturopath so that you clean up your diet first, make sure you don't have a sedentary lifestyle, make sure you're getting plenty of sunlight and sleep and, you know, vitamin D and all the things, the water and everything that you need to be healthy. But just like I was doing all those things correctly and I still wasn't healing the scar tissue, you might find the same thing is true for you. It could be for your knees, for your hips, it could be for your back, it could be shoulders, it could be wrists, it could be joints, it could be lots of things. But if you find that this works for you, then stock up before the FDA crackdown gets a lot worse, which will happen, it looks like, later this year. That's what it looks like. The FDA wants to take away from us everything that works. That's why they basically banned DMSO as medicine. That's why they attack colloidal silver. That's why they attack chlorine dioxide. The list goes on. They're always trying to shut down everything in natural medicine, herbal medicine, essential oils, homeopathy, you know, you name it, Chinese medicine. They took away Ma Huang, for God's sake. That was the best anti-plague medicine on the planet, Ma Huang. What's that? Oh, ephedra is how that's called in English. I'm sorry, Ma Huang is the Chinese name for it. I know it as the Chinese name. That was the best medicine of all, when used properly in a Chinese medicine formula. So of course the FDA took that away. Remember, they take away everything that works, but then they push everything that keeps you sick so that you are a repeat customer. You are a disease management, money-making system for Big Pharma. That's the FDA's entire purpose of existence, is to protect the profits of Big Pharma and to ban anything that works that might keep you healthy or help you achieve longevity or healthy brain function or higher fertility, etc. Remember, all of this is wrapped inside a depopulation agenda. So of course, they don't want you to be fertile. They don't want you to live longer. They don't want you to be healthy. They want you to be sick and diseased all the time and diabetic and impotent, you know? That's what they want. And the way around that is, of course, great nutrition and sunshine and exercise. And then also, the missing link can be therapeutic peptides. That's what I found out. It was a big wake-up call for me because I thought I was doing everything that was necessary, and it turns out it just wasn't. It wasn't covering all the bases. It really wasn't. So anyway, again, go to rangerdeals.com if you want to get some of these, and then you can click on Limitless Peptides there. I think it's in the second row. And when you go there, search for BPC-157. There's a lot of different formats. And the formulation that I like personally is the Gastro Inflammation Research Formula. But there are a lot of other formulas. There's SLUP, SLU-PP, that Diane Kaiser really likes. She's the one who first introduced me to this entire category. I got to give her credit, by the way. Without her, I wouldn't even have known about any of this. So it's pretty remarkable. But check it out there. Use discount code RANGER to save yourself 10 or 15% depending on the product. And here's something else really cool about this. So if you want to do research on these peptides, use our AI research engine at brightanswers.ai. Why? Because our research engine is the only one in the world. It's the only AI engine in the world that is pro-natural health. So it won't censor everything about peptides and herbs and, you know, disease prevention. It won't censor it. It's actually well-informed, and it will give you solid answers, and it's free to use. So that's at brightanswers.ai. And if you want to read books about peptides, there are numerous books, even books just about BPC-157, that you can download for free at our book engine, which is brightlearn.ai. You could either go there, you can search for peptides, or search for BPC-157, That's a dash, by the way, BPC-157. And it'll bring up, you know, dozens of books that you can download for free if you want to read more about all of this. So take the next step. Might be a quantum leap for your health. Might get you out of pain. Might get you off of dangerous, potentially addictive prescription drugs. But as always, don't take this as medical advice. Work with your own local qualified naturopathic physician. Personalize the whatever's right for you. You know, get professional advice before you take anything or experiment with anything or change your, you know, diet or whatever. Get good advice. But don't get advice from just pill-pushing mainstream doctors, is my view, because they're just going to put you on opioids and toxic chemicals, and they might even tell you you need to start jabbing yourself with Ozempic or something. That's usually their answer for everything right now. It's like, here, have more drugs and have more injections of this crazy stuff that I wouldn't touch personally. But that's just me. Thank you for listening. And you can find more of my reports on all of this at naturalnews.com as well as brightvideos.com. Take care. We now have vitamin D3 plus K2 plus Aquaman, which is a seaweed calcium, available at healthrangerstore.com. Here, I've got it up on my side here. This is the Groovy Bee brand that we have, which is our in-house brand, healthrangerstore.com. Again, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman. That's the brand of the seaweed calcium in a capsule format. Of course, it's laboratory tested for heavy metals and glyphosate and microbiology and so much more. And it's certified ingredients, of course. And, you know, everything that we build for you in terms of a product is meticulously sourced. And one of the most difficult products to source is actually vitamin D3. It's extremely difficult because it turns out in the supply chain, almost all vitamin D has a bunch of sort of unnamed ingredients in it. And that's what our sourcing people found after a couple of years of trying to source a clean version of vitamin D3 that we finally found and nailed and put it in the formula and did all the lab testing and certification. So now it's available. So this synergistic combination, if you think about natural bone support, for example, or you think about the fact that so many people may not have sufficient levels of vitamin D for just optimal health and immune support and, you know, many other reasons to have vitamin D levels, this product can help you supplement that. And so it's available now, healthrangerstore.com, vitamin D3 plus K2 with Aquaman, 60 capsules available, shipping right now while supplies last. And in this environment where global supply chains are getting wrecked, you know, if this is something you want, get it now while we have supplies, because it's becoming more difficult and more expensive to source literally everything at this point. So anyway, thank you for your support. You can also find many other products, of course, hundreds of different products at healthrangerstore.com, including storable food. And right here we have our organic powdered chicken bone broth in a number 10 can, our turmeric root powder, and so much more. We've got so many amazing products for you to choose from, including tinctures, superfoods, storable foods, as well as freeze-dried fruits and vegetables in sealed number 10 cans. That's great for long-term storage. Plus, we have iodine, and that's a product that's moving very quickly because of concerns about, you know, global nuclear war, unfortunately. But you can find all of this. It's all laboratory tested. It's all certified. It's all meticulously sourced at healthrangerstore.com. And yeah, there we go. That's what the vitamin D3 looks like there. Thank you for supporting us, because we need your support in order to fund our platform. And so we can keep bringing you amazing interviews and content and free AI tools for knowledge and so much more. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerstore.com.